Today with Joe Nash on Limerick's Live 95 FM.
Rural crime, we've talked about it a lot on this show, and you can be sure it's going to be an election issue. I imagine many of you would be raising it with politicians on the doorsteps when the election is finally called, although I believe a lot of them are on the canvas already. John Delaney from GGL Security is a regular contributor to this programme on security matters, and he's with me in the studio. How are you, John?
Good morning, Joe.
Now, there's a suggestion that people in rural areas around the country, I'm sure including in County Limerick, are spending up to 10 grand on home security systems at the moment.
Well, it's hard to put a price on what people are spending on security, but there is a definite uptake on security products in the market since last autumn. We in GGL have noticed it since about last August, and there is an increased activity in the amount of people who are installing security systems and in particular monitor systems.
Mm. So what are the big pieces of technology, especially for a farmer or someone living in a rural setting?
Well, technology has come on leaps and bounds in the last number of years, particularly with the growth of the internet, which you need to transmit pictures, and also the increase in the mobile market. And technology, as I said, has been much more achievable. So for rural Ireland, telephone lines are no longer a problem, so you can use a device with a SIM card in it. CCTV transmission is now far simpler. Beams for farmyards and wherever livestock or machinery are protected. We fit tracking devices in high value machinery. You know, there's a plethora of technology available nowadays.
Mm. So, is it about the perimeter of the house or the gardens or the farm itself to have initial detectors, and then more and more as you get closer to the homestead?
Well, the best option for a domestic house is the perimeter option, because that means you can arm your alarm and be in the house yourself, right? You will get cheaper options where you can install a couple of maybe PIR beams around the house, but the reality of the fact is you cannot have the alarm on and be in the house at the same time. So the best option would be to have your perimeter protected, or the perimeter of your yard protected, and also have a key ingredient would be to have your system monitored, so that when the alarm is activated, that proper protocols kick in and reactions take place.
Yeah. So the criminals, you know, one of their ways of dealing with alarms is to cut telephone wires. But because of the internet and mobile technology, I presume that doesn't work as well anymore.
Yeah. As I said, technology has improved dramatically. And nowadays, when your alarm system is tampered with, your monitoring station will get a signal to say that it's been tampered with. We had an incident one night last week where the external bell of a premises was tampered with. We got the signal immediately to say that the bell had been tampered with. We dispatched our patrol, and the break-in was averted.
Mm. Yes, and that's something that you provide, isn't it? Because it doesn't always happen with companies. The concern would be, well, at what point do you contact the Gardaí? You at GGL have patrols yourselves.
Correct. We have a number of vehicles around the city at night time, so that when the alarm will activate, our monitoring centre down in Lockheed will get the signal, and we will dispatch our patrol. So the key holder will only get the call if there has been a break-in. So, as I said, the key is to prevent the intruder getting into the building in the first time, in the first place, whether it's in the city or whether it's in rural Ireland. You've got to detect the criminal before he gets on the property.
Yeah. I imagine, though, because, you know, living in a rural setting, it seems to me that fear is very much at the centre of this. A lot of it valid fear, and talk of these gangs using the motorway system and coming off them and doing tiger raids and all sorts of things.
Of course it is, and we've our motto in GGL, if you look at our website, is peace of mind is priceless. So when do you want peace of mind? Well, when you're asleep at night, or maybe when you're at work and your house is vacant, because the criminals are always looking for the easy option. They'll drive down the country road, let's say on a dark evening, and if they see the lights on in the first three houses and no lights on in the fourth house, well, then the fourth house is the target. Similarly, if they see a gate open, they'll drive in the property where the gate is open. So, as I said, they're looking for the easy target all the time. So, you know, if you want peace of mind, install a system from a registered alarm supplier and have it monitored. And that's the Garda advice. If you look at the Garda webpage, There's some fantastic crime prevention information up on the Garda webpage, and we have some up on our own. We work very closely with the Garda in Henry Street and the crime prevention officer, Justin McCarthy. And we work very closely with the PSA in Tipperary Town. The PSA are the private security agency, and they regulate the security industry in Ireland. And we're lucky in Limerick. We've got some fantastic alarm installers in the city, all registered. And they connect their alarms to our monitoring centre here in Limerick.
Yeah, two recent concerns that the Gardaí have had is this ability to break the front locks of doors, and also these magnetic poles that are being used to take the keys of cars through the letterbox and on the hall table.
Yeah, that's correct. As I said, if you look at our webpage, you'll see a little document I put up there last year for people going on holidays or security advice in general. And that incident you're talking about is referred to as phishing. It's where the intruders will peer in your letterbox, and they have a device like a fishing rod. And if they see your car keys on your hall table, they'll actually snare the hall keys, whip them out and drive away in your car. And there was, I was just checking the Garda stats this morning, there was 200 cases of it in the country last year, and I think there was a celebrity in RTE, a victim there last week.
Yeah, Mary McCallaghan, yes.
Yeah. It sounds a bit bizarre, but it actually does happen. So, you know, another little piece of advice, bring your keys upstairs at night time.
And anti-snap cylinders for locks on the front door?
Yeah, there's as I said, there's a range of high secure locks nowadays, because the days of the old night latch are gone, where you could prise those open with a piece of metal, or even a credit card could be pushed in to separate the lock from the door. Security is a combination of everything, and the alarm system is crucial. You need to get detection before somebody gets on the premises.
Yeah, I mean, it is a terrible thing, though, that, if, for example, in parts of rural Limerick now, you quite literally have to call ahead to tell someone you're going to visit, because they just don't know who's coming to their front door.
Oh, look, it can be. We don't want to get sensational about it either, but there is crime out there. There always has been crime out there, and there always will be crime out there. And we've always invested in security. You know, up to 20 years ago, we all had a mad dog. And since then, alarm technology has been employed, and it has got better and better every day. And like the stuff that we're seeing installed today is like what you saw in James Bond 10 years ago. And it is very, very reliable. There's a great backup there. The most important thing is that the industry is very, very regulated. All the installers are Garda vetted. All our employees in the monitoring centre are PSA approved and Garda vetted. And, you know, everything is very well regulated.
Okay, well, I do agree with the motto that you have, peace of mind is priceless, and thanks very much for the advice this morning, and I hope it does help people and give them some sense of security in themselves as much as in their homes. John Delaney from GGL Security, thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you indeed, Joe.
Limerick Today with Joe Nash on Limerick's Live 95 FM.